We don't want to let age or stage of life keep you from learning new skills and trying new things. So if you're just retiring now or retiring soon, there should hopefully still be a lot of healthy life ahead of you. And you've been putting probably a lot of things on hold over the last 30 or 40 years, especially if you had kids or a career. And you probably said, I'm too busy to do that. I'd love to do this. But I mean, now you're going to have that time. So don't be shy to go ahead and learn these new skills.
Welcome to the only show that simplifies the complicated world of retirement planning while embracing life beyond the numbers.
Expect clear insights,
accessible tools,
expert interviews,
and actionable advice,
empowering you to use your values as a roadmap to your ideal retirement.
No MBA required.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Your Retirement Planning Simplified. I'm Joe Curry, along with my co-host, as always, Lindsay Wilson. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I can feel myself getting a little bit sick right now, so I'm hoping it doesn't last long.
Yeah.
But at the very least, hopefully I can get through this episode.
Well, excellent. Well, without further ado, we'll jump right in then into our episode on the top five non-money mistakes in retirement. We covered the top five money-related mistakes last week, but we thought we could delve a little further into the non-money mistakes. So the first mistake on our list is not having a personal plan or purpose beyond work. Why is this important in retirement planning?
Yeah, so this is crucial in retirement. And maybe I'll start with why people often don't have this or they make this mistake. I think a lot of times we're worried about retiring from something rather than thinking about what we're retiring to. And that's a bit of a generality. I realize not everybody's like that. And you know what? A lot of us, we get a lot of fulfillment from work. Maybe we don't even think about it. We might not even love our job, but there is a lot of things that, you know, we talk about these mistakes. So the mistakes we're going to talk about today, a lot of those we don't have to worry about while we're working because we get those things from our job. So for example, I mean, there's fulfillment. What gets us out of bed in the morning, it gives us routine. It makes us feel like we're contributing to society. We get some social engagement. So there's a lot of good things that come from work, whether we're in a hurry to retire or not. So what I find is a lot of people are focused on the money piece. Like, can I afford to retire? How much can I live off of if I stop working today? Or at what point will I be able to be, you know, financially independent? But just as important as getting clear on those financial goals, it's important to have a vision for your life beyond work so that when you get to retirement, you can kind of hit the ground running a bit. And we've talked in the past, there's some different phases there. The first phase is kind of that honeymoon phase. So there's always going to be a bit of a kind of feeling it out time where you're trying to get into your routine. But if you've done the kind of the work and you've come up with your vision ahead of time, it's going to make it a lot easier to understand where you're going to get that fulfillment in retirement, what's going to get you out of bed in the morning. And you should be doing that with your spouse. If you have a partner, you want to make sure that you have a shared vision. Another thing that tends to happen, and I've seen and had clients complain about, especially if one spouse was retired earlier, or maybe they're a homemaker, and the other one comes in and retires, then it's almost like they're just getting in the way. They're butting heads for a while. And the other thing to think about is, if you've been in this routine for 30 or 40 years, plus you've had kids and you've been busy with kids' activities, and all of a sudden there's no kids, there's no work, and just the two of you in the house, it's almost like dating again. So, which could be a good thing, but you want to be prepared for that. And you also want to make sure you're going to have your own routine and your own things to keep you busy and, again, give you that kind of fulfillment piece in retirement. So really important to be thinking about things beyond just the money when you're doing your retirement planning.
And I think something too beyond the money, as you said, is about social engagement activities. Why is staying socially engaged important for retirees?
Yeah, so social engagement is very important for mental and emotional well-being. So once you're retired, you need to actively seek opportunities to connect with others. So there's different ways of doing that. You could join different clubs, volunteer for different organizations, intentionally spend time with friends and family. Again, this comes back to that piece that we didn't really have to think a lot about this when we were working, because again, we had our work where we're seeing people, we had our kids' activities where we're hanging out with other parents. But when you retire, that stuff's generally not happening, and you need to be intentional about planning that social engagement, especially for any of the introverts out of there. So if you don't have to get out of the house, you don't have to go out and see people, it's going to be pretty easy to just kind of stay put and not get into those situations. But science shows us that social interaction, it increases your quality of life, enhances your mental health, has a positive effect on brain function, and then other things from a health standpoint, it's shown to reduce the risk of Alzheimer's and many other potential health concerns. So that social engagement piece is really important. But again, if we're not intentional about it, those things aren't necessarily just happening naturally like they did when we're working.
Right. I think the third mistake is not staying active. And how would you say physical activity contributes to a fulfilling retirement?
Sure. So I don't think it's a secret that staying active or being active is crucial for overall health and well-being. We know that regular exercise is good for our physical health, but it also boosts our mood, enhances our energy levels. And all those things are going to allow us to have a more enjoyable retirement experience, right? Like, we don't want to always be tired and not up for making the most of this life that we've been planning for and saving for to get to. Mm-hmm. And I've mentioned this on the podcast in the past, but there's a great book, Outlive, by Dr. Peter Attia. And the two takeaways I got from that book are that there's two specific data points, one of them being VO2 max, which is how well your body kind of utilizes oxygen. So you can think of it kind of like cardio. And strength. So those two indicators are the two most important things when it comes to predicting a longer life, and just as importantly, a longer health span. So when I say longer health span, what I mean is not just living old, but not being able to move or having Alzheimer's, whatever it is, but living a long and healthy life where you're still able to be active and enjoy life. Mm-hmm. So in a perfect world, we'd all have a great routine of, you know, strength training and cardio. I know that's not for everybody. Now, that said, maybe one of your excuses that you haven't been doing this, if you haven't, is that you've been too busy with work and kids and all that kind of stuff. So this is a chance to create those routines, those healthy habits. But on the same hand, if that's just not you, you're never going to see yourself in a gym, try to think about how are you making fitness fun, right? And you can also use it for that social piece. So maybe you start playing pickleball, planning walks with your friends, things like that. So it doesn't have to be going to the gym, but the main thing is you're staying active and fit, because that's just going to lead to, again, a more fulfilling and a longer, happier retirement.
Mm-hmm. And our fourth point is about having a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset. Could you explain the difference and why it matters in retirement?
Sure. So a fixed mindset involves believing that abilities and intelligence are fixed traits, meaning they're not going to grow. We are what we are. While a growth mindset sees them as qualities that can be developed through more effort and more learning, continuous improvement. So in retirement, having that growth mindset will allow for more adaptation, allow you to learn more skills, embrace the change, because there's going to be a big change from working to retirement, and kind of just lead to continued personal growth and fulfillment beyond your work. So there's no reason that needs to stop while you're working. So if you're looking for, you know, what's that purpose beyond work? I mean, this is going to be critical to finding new purpose or new fulfillment. Again, that vision piece we talked about earlier is a good start to think, what do we want our retirement to look like? How do we imagine our retirement, but then going out and finding new skills or doing new learning to help us make the most of that vision. So we don't want to let age or stage of life keep you from learning new skills and trying new things. So don't fall for the old adage of, you know, can't teach an old dog new tricks. If you're just retiring now or retiring soon, there should hopefully still be a lot of healthy life ahead of you. And you've been putting probably a lot of things on hold over the last 30 or 40 years, especially if you had kids or a career. And you probably said, I'm too busy to do that. I'd love to do this. So think about those things. What are those things that you always wanted to do, but you never pursued because you had the excuses, which are good excuses. I'm not trying to pour this on anybody, but I mean, now you're going to have that time. So don't be shy to go ahead and learn these new skills.
Great. And lastly, the challenge of shifting from a savings to a spending mindset. And we see this often. Why is this transition difficult for some retirees?
I think this is probably comes back to the last point we just talked about, but it's hard for us to change, right? If we've been saving and sacrificing our whole life, and if that's you, it's going to be hard to go from putting everything away and watching things grow to turning around and starting to take money out of accounts that you've been sacrificing for your entire life. So the spending mindset really requires a different approach. It's a paradigm shift, so to speak, from our own perspective. So we need to figure out what's that balance between enjoying retirement, but still having and ensuring our financial security. So for many of our clients, many great savers, we don't really have to worry about the balance on the financial security side. It's really the balance on enjoying retirement more, not missing out on opportunities or not doing the things that you've always wanted to do because you're worried you might run out of money. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking to some conversations we've had with clients, some of the most fulfilling conversations we've had is when we have couples go through a planning process and they understand that what they can actually let go of the purse strings a little bit and enjoy life and not have to count their pennies every time they're out for dinner or when they're on vacation. And we've had some clients who have told us that that's worth every dollar that they pay us, just to have that freedom to go out and spend and live life the way they want, knowing that they don't have to worry about running out of money. So for others, though, it's not that simple. I mean, it's a conversation. I can think of some clients, literally every time we sit down to meet, we're having that conversation of reminding them, look, it's okay. We show them the plan. We keep updates so they know where they're at and they know they can spend, but they still have a hard time. So what I would say to anyone who's kind of in that situation and they're finding a really hard time, what we want to do is you really want to figure out what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that markets could do? What are all the things that could go wrong? And we want to make sure that despite whatever that scenario looks like, we understand what we can still spend to. Because again, some people are just not going to take a chance of not having that financial security, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But if through planning, you can see that with a worst case scenario, there's still extra cash flow, you can still go and do those things you want to do, it makes it a little bit easier to, again, loosen those purse strings and do those things. The other thing you might want to do is if you figure out that worst case scenario and you're like, okay, we can spend more, then you might be thinking, and we said, you know, some clients, and usually it's not both spouses, usually it's one spouse if it's a couple who are thinking, well, I want to make sure there's still money left for the kids. So same thing, rather than just, I don't want to spend because I want more money for the kids, think, okay, what are our legacy goals? What do we want to make sure we leave for our kids? And are we going to be able to do that? So again, going through that planning piece, like maybe there's going to be more left for your kids than you actually think. So you don't need to hold on for that reason. You also want to get clear with your spouse, because sometimes it's one spouse who kind of controls purse a little bit more than the other, and there's maybe some resentment there. Right. We want to make sure everyone's on the same page. And you also might want to have a conversation. Actually, we talked about this from an estate planning standpoint. Like you should be having family meetings anyway to talk about estate planning, executors, trustees, all that kind of stuff. But also maybe just ask your kids what their expectations are. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter so much what they are. It's your goals. But you might be surprised. And I know a lot of our clients have said that their kids are just telling them, mom, dad, we don't want your money. We would rather you live your best retirement. Like, don't worry about us. We'll take care of ourselves. And you know, maybe having that conversation will also make it a little bit easier for you to spend the money and not worry so much about the kids. Mm-hmm. Anyway, those are just some thoughts around that piece, because I know it's really difficult for a lifetime saver to make that mindset shift. But again, planning is a big part of how you can get some clarity around that to maybe start letting go a little bit.
Right. And one thing I'll include in our show notes is a link to the Retirement Navigator, which talks about goals and values, which can help you get clear on what kind of retirement you want to live.
Yeah, that's actually a really good piece to go along with this episode. So retirementplanningsimplified.ca, you can find the show notes there and you can find the navigator there.
Excellent. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Investment services are provided through Matthews & Associates Investments of Aligned Capital Partners Incorporated, an approved trade name of Aligned Capital Partners, Inc., ACPI. Only investment-related products and services are offered through ACPI/Matthews & Associates Investments of ACPI and covered by the Canadian Investor Protection Fund. Tax planning, financial planning, and insurance services are provided through Matthews & Associates. Matthews & Associates is an independent company separate and distinct from ACPI/Matthews & Associates Investments of ACPI. Matthews & Associates are not licensed tax professionals, and you should consult with your tax advisor before acting on any recommendations.
Visit retirementplanningsimplified.ca and join the Retirement Planning Simplified community,
where we explore the complicated world of retirement planning while embracing life beyond the numbers.
As a member of our community, you'll receive insights,
tips,
and the latest retirement planning tools
straight from us to you.